Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started. நான் வந்து ஜென்ரலாக வந்து யூடியூப் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் இருக்கல, என்னோட ஃபோன்லையும் பார்த்துட்ருப்பேன், என்ன க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் கேட்குறீங்க அப்படின்னு சொல்லி ஆடியன்ஸ். இது வந்து யார் கேட்டிருக்கா? மோகன் ஹரி M87661. சூப்பரான கேள்வி. ஹலோ சார், திஸ் இஸ் மோகன ஹரி ஃப்ரம் கோயம்புத்தூர். ஐ எம் அ கிராஜுவேட் ஆஃப் பயோடெக்னாலஜி அண்ட் ஐ பிலாங் டு ஃபேமிலி ஆஃப் ரன்னிங் அ மைனிங் பிஸ்னஸ். ஆசம். ஆல்ரைட், வாட் வுட் யூ சஜஸ்ட் மீ டூயிங் இன் டெவலப்பிங் மை ஃபேமிலி பிஸ்னஸ்? ஐட் லைக் டு டெவலப் மை ஃபேமிலி பிஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்டார்ட் other businesses too. It would be of immense help if you shared your thoughts on this one. So first and foremost, நீங்க படிச்சது வந்து பயோடெக்னாலஜி, இப்ப இருக்குறது வந்து நீங்க மைனிங் பிசினஸ். உங்களுக்கு வந்து how much do you know about mining business is something what I want you to really think about. உங்களோட ஃபேமிலி வந்து ஃபுல்லா வந்து மைனிங்ல இருந்திருக்காங்க, ரைட்? I want you to really invest your time in understanding the entire breadth of mining industry, because you are the one who is going to take this industry to the next level. So here is what I want you to think about, Hari. You've joined your parents' family mining business. You are taking over that. You want to think, how is it that you can really make this as one of the largest mining businesses in India? That's how I want you to think big. And I want you to remember this quote from Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela says, okay, there is no passion to be found in settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living. I believe you are capable of building this business to the next level. Now, the next thing, next question what you asked is, how can you grow this business? And you want to start several other businesses too. எப்படி வந்து இதுல இருந்து வேற பிசினஸஸ் பண்ண முடியும்? You have a business. From there, you want to start other businesses. The way I want you to think about is, how can you be in the same industry, in the mining industry, but you can start some other services? Like for example, in mining, if you are doing one particular form of mining, say, let's say granite, all right, how could you do an adjacent to that industry? In the sense, mining le irukano, but parallels. I can give you an example. We are in technology industry. Technology la vandu, we are in talent management. We started off in talent management, and then we started thinking, how can we do services? We did not think, okay, let's go to the hotel industry. Let's go to the transportation industry. We did not think about that. So where you will find majority of your success is going to be, if you are going to do in the same spectrum, in the same sex spectrum na, mining industry la, can you do a different form of mining? Can you do some additional services in mining? That is where you can develop your additional companies within the same industry. Once you have started a few companies in these areas and you've made them successful, then you can think about other industries. So that is my advice to you, Hari. I hope this is helpful. One of the other things, if you have to really grow your business, one, understanding the length and breadth of your industry, all right? You said your family is in mining. Go back, learn from people who are running the business, nitty-gritties, the inside out of the business, all right? Because it is so important for you. First is domain knowledge. You'll be able to grow the business. The second thing is learn from competitors. See what your competitors are doing, learn from the competitors, and try to execute ideas. That's another thing what you should do.
I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend, saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.